Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? What a great day to talk business. It's February. The year is just starting. We can make such a difference in our business. It's just absolutely incredible. And you know, what is interesting to me is that many business people miss the obvious. They don't see what's right in front of them. I'll be talking to them, and they'll be talking about how great their support staff is, how great their presentation is, how great their materials are, how great everything is, how their day is just filled with doing interesting stuff. But they miss the obvious, and the obvious is what we have to be great at is prospecting and sales. If we're great at prospecting and sales, if we really understand what it takes to bring in a new customer or client, then we will be successful. Of course, the rest of it's important. Of course, it's important about how customer service is. It's a part of your business, and it's a part of also prospecting and creating business. Of course, it's important that you have the latest and the greatest technology in your office. But none of it means a thing unless you understand sales. Unless you understand what your customer really wants. Why do they hire you? Why do they engage you? What do they need from you? That's where you need to focus your attention today. You need to say to yourself, what do the people that I want to do business need? How can I serve them? How can I present myself to them? How can I make my sales staff understand what's really important? How can I look at the contact manager that we're using to see what salespeople are doing? What are we hearing about the presentations that we're making? What objections are we getting? Let's look at the obvious. Let's look at the core of what makes everything happen, and that's prospecting, sales, and marketing. And if we're not doing that, no matter how great our internals are, no matter how great our staff is, it really doesn't make any difference because we don't have revenue coming in. Cash flow, revenue, profit, the words of the day. If we don't have those, we don't have anything. So just sit down today, take a few moments, analyze your business. Analyze, are you getting what you want out of your sales team? Are you getting the prospects that you need? How many prospects do we have? How many prospects do we need to get an appointment? How many appointments do we need to get a sale? How many sales do we need? What's the average sale we're making? If you ask yourself those questions, you'll have an idea of exactly what's going on in your business. And if there's a weak link in any of the prospecting, appointment, close, delivery, let's take a look at it and let's make it right. Business is a real interesting adventure because you do get an opportunity to do it right every single day. But if you do it and you're not doing it right too many days in a row, it creates a problem. So, good economy, bad economy, there are over 330 million people in the United States. Maybe you do business worldwide. There is always business out there. The question is, how are you going to be better than the competition? How are you going to deliver the message better than the competition? How are you going to get people to say, those are the people that I want to do business with? I want them. Sign it. Sign the contract. Sign the agreement. Let's get going because they can help me. When you get your potential customers to say, I want you because you can help me grow my business, you know that you're where you need to be. But you need to keep it going every single day. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.